Next, we speak to Professor Jenny Reed. Jenny's particular interest is in stereo depth perception, and she's the principal investigator on the Asteroid Project and Man, Mantis, and Machine. She's here to talk about virtual reality and 3D displays. This technology is developing at a rapid rate, consistently improving in quality and decreasing in cost. There are lots of stories of the potential impact on the visual system of prolonged use of virtual reality or VR displays, but what's the evidence for any impact?
Stereo vision is something that we all can take for granted. Can you remind us of its complexities?
Sure. So stereo vision's challenging because it requires, first of all, good vision in each eye individually, but also excellent control of eye movements, and finally, the necessary brain mechanisms to fuse both eyes' images. In fact, quite a lot of people, estimates vary between about 2 and 10%, don't seem to have stereo vision at all. Now, sometimes this is because during childhood they had a binocular visual disorder like strabismus or amblyopia, but sometimes we don't even know why they don't have stereo vision.
We've heard about some of your research projects, but can you give us an overview of your research?
Yes, I'm a vision scientist specialising in binocular vision and stereopsis. In general, in my lab, I try to balance three different kinds of research: basic science, looking at underlying mechanisms, applications in the clinical domain, and applications in the industrial domain. So the basic science in my lab is mainly about trying to understand the computational algorithms which the brain uses to achieve stereopsis and other aspects of vision. Most of my work has been aimed at understanding human brains. I also try and use vision science to help industrial partners understand more about viewer experience with particular visual displays.
The Asteroid Project is using new 3D display technology in tablets for clinical diagnostic uses. How does this technology work in terms of tricking the eyes and brain into thinking it is seeing a 3D image?
So in everyday life, our two eyes automatically see slightly different views of the world just because the eyes are offset in the head. And any 3D display therefore has to be able to present different images to the two eyes. So for example, one very basic approach is to use coloured 3D glasses to present, say, a red image to the left eye and a blue one to the right eye. But this has some disadvantages. You have to wear the 3D glasses, the colours don't match, and so on. Our Asteroid Project uses a new form of 3D on a digital tablet with what's called auto-stereo technology. Auto-stereo meaning that you don't have to wear glasses to get the 3D effect. The way this works is the tablet screen has a parallax barrier in front of it, which is like a very fine grating, too fine to see, but the effect is that the left eye only has a line of sight to the even-numbered pixel columns, and the right eye can only see the odd-numbered columns. And so the left and right eye images end up being interleaved with one another on the screen, but each visible only to the intended eye. So that's really cool, and it looks great. The disadvantage of that technique is that you do have to be directly in front of the screen. So if you, for example, view the tablet from an angle, or if you tilt it so that you're viewing it obliquely, you can end up seeing both images at once. But if you hold the tablet correctly, it works really well.
So what might be the effect of short-term and long-term use of this kind of tablet display on the ocular system?
Yeah, well, that would depend on the images that you displayed. So all current 3D displays, including Asteroid, have the problem that they're depicting objects in front of or behind the screen, but the viewer has to keep their eyes focused on the screen, otherwise the image will look blurred. So there's a conflict, in other words, between where you need to converge your eyes to look at the 3D image and where you need to focus. And we know that when this conflict becomes large enough, it can cause eye strain in the short term. Now, in Asteroid, we keep the objects very close to the screen, so the conflict is too small to cause this problem. If somebody used a 3D display over a long period, could it have a negative effect on the ocular system? For example, by disrupting the normal relationship between focus and convergence that we experience in the real world? Well, we don't really know. There's been very little research done on that long term. A few years ago, I did a study where I tracked people for 4 months after they acquired a 3D TV, and we measured their ocular function before and after that 4 months period. We looked for any changes that could be related to how much time they'd spent watching 3D TV. And we found no evidence of any effect at all, which is reassuring. But of course, 4 months is not a very long period of time. So it remains theoretically possible that you could get effects over a period of years, perhaps especially if you're a child with a developing visual system.
Virtual reality headsets, the screens are held very close to the eyes. Does this technology work differently, and what are the possible implications of this on the visual system?
Yes, absolutely. As you say, virtual reality headsets use a different technology to separate the images to the left and right eye. So effectively, a separate screen is positioned in front of each individual eye. Now, although the screens are physically very close to the eyes, lenses are used to position them optically much further away, depending on the system, maybe around 2 meters. But that still does have some additional implications for the visual system. So, for example, the lenses, of course, have to be really powerful to achieve that shift in distance. And that means that actually, as you converge and look through the lens, you get a powerful prism effect. And that can actually mean that the conflict between where you converge and where you focus, that I mentioned earlier, can be much stronger in these virtual reality systems than on a conventional 3D display. Also, just very basically, at the moment, VR displays tend to have pretty low resolution, and it's also just hard to mount them on the head so that they stay fixed in the right position. There's always this tendency, because they're heavy, that they slip down, and then the image becomes blurred simply because the lenses are no longer positioned in the right place in front of your eyes. So obviously, these are all factors that could lead to eye strain and to visual fatigue.
Does the age of the user make a difference to the potential issues?
Yes, potentially it could. So as I mentioned, children are a particular concern because their visual systems are still developing. You might expect that older people might be less bothered by the mismatch between convergence and focus, since we lose the ability to focus with age anyway. But I'm not aware of any thorough studies looking at this.
Do you see this as a subset of digital eye strain or something new altogether?
So some of the factors absolutely are just a subset of eye strain in general, so the issues about low resolution or blurring due to poor optics. But the conflict between convergence and focus, that really is something that only applies to 3D displays.
Do you anticipate that we might see a real increase in these kinds of complaints in optometric practice?
Hard to say. I mean, I personally would guess that it's unlikely, because I think people will solve the problem themselves by simply choosing not to use 3D displays if they find them uncomfortable. So if I go around and talk to people and tell them that I work on 3D, a lot of people will tell me that 3D movies make them dizzy. They hate them, so they go and watch the film in 2D.
If someone was to experience any ocular issues with these new pieces of technology, what advice would you give or recommend an optometrist to give?
Well, of course, I'm not an optometrist, so I'd hesitate to advise them. I'm not aware of any specific steps that can be taken. I'd suggest just treat any ocular issues in the usual way and advise patients to limit use of, for example, VR headsets if they feel they're causing them problems.
We've looked at your Asteroid project already. Are there any other possible innovations that you think could come from this new technology?
Yes, I think so. I think we need to distinguish between auto-stereo displays like Asteroid and virtual reality headsets that we've also discussed. So I think auto-stereo displays have many applications, for example, in industry and medicine, anywhere that you want to be able to view a structure in 3D without needing to mess around with 3D glasses. I think virtual reality is a really interesting topic. It's just beginning to take off. We're just seeing the beginning of it now, and it's going to be really interesting to see how people end up using it. So, for example, instead of Skyping somebody, in the future, will we all hold virtual meetings in virtual offices using our VR headsets? In terms of optometry, people are already beginning to explore using virtual reality games as a way of treating amblyopia, which I think is quite exciting. I'm also very intrigued by the possibility of augmented or mixed or hybrid reality, where you wear a see-through visor so that you can see the ordinary world around you, but with added content. As someone who's terrible at navigation, I love the idea that I could have signposts around a strange city, for example.
Thank you, Jenny. And another special thanks to Vicente for conducting those interviews. And that brings this edition of Advances in Eye Care to a close. As always, we value your input, so please do send us feedback on what you've heard today, as well as any suggestions you have for future content. You can contact us by email, inquiries@docket.info. If you'd like to find out more about what we've discussed today, remember you can find references and further reading for all topics by visiting the website. That's all from me, Jeff Watts. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with the next edition of Advances in Eye Care.